T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Cody Decker.
First baseman, third baseman, catcher, left fielder, right fielder, DH, pinch hitter, all-around handsome guy.
On 670 The Score.
Fastball high in the air, deep left field. This game is tied. Cody Decker with career home run number 200.
If they're unwritten rules, why aren't they written? Because they're not rules.
And now it's time for Down the Line with former major leaguer Cody Decker on 670 The Score, an Odyssey station presented by Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book.
They say that distance makes the heart grow fonder. It's been an entire week without me, and your lives have been miserable, but I am back right here on 670 The Score for Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Get ready for the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' newest entertainment destination. Bet with the pros at the world's largest sportsbook, and that is Circa Sports. Guys, we got a lot to cover today. We got the CEO and owner of Circa with us today, Derek Stevens. We got to talk White Sox. We got to talk Cubs a little, because really, how much do we want to talk about it? Probably not that much, really. And of course, we got all our games tonight, not to mention an absolute disaster in the NL East. So much to cover, so little time. But really quick, let's shout it over to my boy, Brandon. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I am jazzed up. I'm really excited to talk to Derek Stevens, my boy. And more importantly, really quick, before we get to Derek, what's the text line? How can people join the conversation today?
Text line, you can do 312-644-6767. Again, 312-644-6767.
You do that right away. You can tell me I'm crazy, although you'd be wrong to do it because I'm always right. But more important, let's get to the person we need to talk to. And he is the one, the only. He is the owner, CEO, operator, everything at Circa Resort and Casino. He is the one and only Derek Stevens. Derek, how you doing, my man?
All good. A slow baseball day, but still a lot of action. Good to talk to you guys.
Always, man. Well, you know what? Let's really quick. There's something we just got to get out of the way really quick. And I brought it up a few times, and I brought it up when you were on the show last time. We're getting ready to have 670 The Score week over there at Circa Resort and Casino for the Bears versus the Oakland. I'm sorry, not the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders right there. And we're going to be doing it all at Stadium Swim all week long. Derek, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. You know, when we talked last week, I mentioned, it's great to have people from 670 The Score playing ahead. This Bears weekend is going to be something. Bears week is going to be something. And I think some of the listeners took some advice, because we've had a lot of bookings for Stadium Swim, for Circa's world's largest sports book, and everything like that on really the whole weekend. So I'm glad before we put this all kind of out to the regular public that we're able to get some Bears fans in here, bring the Midwest to the desert, and going to have a lot of fun that weekend.
Circa Resort is Chicago's home away from home. I'm looking forward to that week. There's going to be a lot of shows being done right from Circa, from 670 The Score. Can't wait for that. Not to mention, of course, the game itself, which I plan on being right there at Stadium Swim watching that game on Sunday. I cannot wait. But you know what, Derek? At the end of the day, you are a baseball guy. You are a baseball man. You love the game. What are you looking forward to tonight? There's, like you said, there's not a whole lot of games tonight. In fact, there's only about 6 games tonight. What are you liking tonight?
Yeah, well, so far what we've seen a good amount of action on Milwaukee today. They're betting Milwaukee flat. They're betting Milwaukee laying 1.5. I'm just looking at my bet ticker right now. We just took a $36,000 bet on Milwaukee minus 1.5. I don't know if we're gonna get any buyback on this, to be honest with you. So mm-hmm. we might be in a position where we're gonna be rooting for the hometown Cubs tonight. But so far Milwaukee's seen a lot of the action, and then in a one singular late game, it's all coming in on Musgrove tonight with the Padres. So your old team, Cody. That's kind of where it's going. It's a chalky day today. To have Musgrove come on, it's pretty strong, but people are laying the wood on these two favorites.
I like it. I like it a lot. And obviously, those two favorites are the obvious strong favorites, but there's a lot of props in there that I do like in both of those games tonight, and we're going to get to that later on in the show. But yeah, those are two definite games to watch. Of course, Chicago, you got to be watching a game with the Cubs versus Milwaukee Brewers. You always got to root for them Cubs beating up on the Brewers. But yeah, I can understand why a lot of action is going on the Brewers side. Derek, Circa Millions and Circa Survivor, killing it. Tell us about it. How can the people in 670 The Score that are listening right now get on board with it?
All we got to do is you got to book a flight out to Vegas and you sign up here in Vegas. You sign up at Circa or the D, and you have to sign up out here, but you can play from anywhere because you can play with a proxy. So we've got proxies now that are basically holding office hours in all of our sports books here in Vegas. When you walk up to the counter and you want to sign up, you don't have a proxy or a friend that lives out in Vegas, they'll hook you up with a proxy and they'll be able to help you out. So right now, the millions, the Circus Sports Millions, which is the $4 million guarantee, that's where you pick the five games each week. That's a little ahead of the signups versus the Circus Survivor. And the Survivor is what has a $6 million guarantee. So I think we're going to start seeing the contest entries come in. Last weekend was a great weekend. We're running at a pace of about four times higher than last year, so that bodes well. So I think we're going to see an awful lot of people showing up in the next few weeks to jump into the world's biggest football contest.
Absolutely love it. And again, guys, if you have not checked it out, check out the website for Circa Resort and Casino. It's unbelievable. Stadium Swim, of course, the three-story indoor sports book, biggest sports book in the world. You got to check it out. And lastly, Derek, NFL preseason coming up. What do you got? You got what preseason week coming up? What do you think?
Well, yeah, this is going to be great. You know, I mean, you think about how ridiculous one single game is, the Hall of Fame game. But boy, oh boy, everybody was just excited to see football. And now this week is just great. You know, you got a couple of games on Thursday night. NFL Network, I think, is just playing the football team against the Patriots. You got three games Friday night. And then you basically got the whole slate on Saturday. So it'll be great. It's good to see, what's going to happen in Chicago. The Dolphins coming to visit the Bears. So that'll be great. And one little tidbit I heard earlier today, and this really impacts week one of the season. I saw Sean McVay said he's not going to play Stafford at all in the preseason. So his first snap is going to be in week one of the regular season against the Bears at night. So that should be pretty interesting with that being the Sunday night national TV game that the Bears are on the road. And get to see Matthew Stafford with a new team, new scheme, taking his first snap. We're all kind of really surprised that they're holding back Stafford from taking any snaps at all this preseason.
Guys, check him out on Twitter at Derek J. Stevens. He is the owner, operator, everything of Circa Resort Casino, not to mention the D and Golden Gate. Derek, you are a friend of the show. You are a friend of mine. Love having you on. I can't wait to talk to you. And more importantly, I can't wait to see you over at Stadium Swim very, very soon, buddy.
Yep, we'll see you soon out here. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Can't wait. Later, Derek. Derek Stevens, owner of Circa Resort and Casino, the absolute man. By the way, if you ever want to like have a drink with Derek Stevens, it's not hard. Go to Vegas. He is always down there at his bars. He's literally buying drinks for people. He's the man. He's the best man in Vegas. 670 The Score, down the line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Guys, let's talk a little bit about your Chicago White Sox because, quite frankly, the AL pennant is theirs to lose. Hear me out on this. This team is unbelievable. I'm a huge fan of everything this team has done. Of course, there's a lot of controversy at the beginning of the year because of all the La Russa stuff, and everyone was mad about La Russa being hired. Now, let's get into that briefly, really quick. Do I like Tony La Russa? Personally, I've only met him twice. He would never even remember it. But I will say he was nothing but lovely to me, and I have absolutely no issue with Tony La Russa or the legendary career he's had behind him. That being said, was I a fan of him becoming the manager of this team? Not particularly. I thought there were better options out there that are more long-term, and not to mention a little bit younger and more, that would have gelled well with this group of players a little bit more, but we can't sit here and pretend that Tony La Russa was just going to come in and just destroy the place. Tony knows baseball, and he's a Hall of Famer for a reason. That being said, I do not think he was the right guy for this job. But somebody asked me a question today on Twitter that really kind of piqued my interest, and I responded. And I responded not to be a jerk or anything like that. He asked me a question. He just still said, I still think La Russa isn't the right guy to lead the team. And that is a fair thing to say. It's not an unfair thing to say. That being said, I've said it and I've used this phrase multiple times on this show. If you literally take a ham sandwich and put it in the manager's chair for this team will go and win in October. Plain and simple. This team is ridiculous how this team is put together. That being said, I responded to the guy with this, and there was a phrase that I never heard in baseball until 2015 in spring training. I was drunk at a bar called the Moon Saloon. It was about 2 a.m., and I was with my brand new general manager, A.J. Preller, who was also having quite a few cocktails, and he was picking my brain, not sure why my brain, but he was picking my brain on what I thought about the Padres organization and all the moves we made in the offseason, and I told him, what I'm seeing in spring training, this team does not like each other. And he looked at me like, what? I said, this team hates each other. There are five guys that truly despise each other in this clubhouse. And he's like, oh, yeah, but you got to understand something, Cody. Sometimes talent wins out. And I stared at him, and I never heard that before. And I said, you know what? You're right. Sometimes talent does win out. Sure as hell wasn't that team, but sometimes talent does win out. For instance, this White Sox team is absurdly talented. And when I say talented, it's not even like they might be talented. They're a team that is built to win now. It's just an unbelievable team. Look at your starting rotation real quick. Dallas Keuchel is the weak link. I want to say that again. Dallas Keuchel, one of the best pitchers currently in Major League Baseball, is your weakest link of your starting staff. That's not me saying Dallas Keuchel's bad. He's not. He's incredible. He's just the least incredible of your starting staff. That's how good your starting staff is. I gave this example as well because this is a point I want to make about Tony La Russa as well. You don't have to be a genius to manage a baseball team. I want to make this abundantly clear. You do not have to be a genius to manage a baseball team. You have the right grouping of guys. The team manages itself. You know, it doesn't really matter who the manager is. The best teams play for each other. And I keep using this example here. And the reason I use this example is because it's recent. And you guys who are White Sox fans around the Central, you lived it. And that's the 2014 and 15 Kansas City Royals. The 2014 and 15 Kansas City Royals was managed by Ned Yost. I played for Ned Yost in 2016 on that same Royals team. I cannot stress this enough. Ned Yost, a very lovely man, is anything but a genius. I cannot stress this enough. Anything. But he's a lot of things. We had this is a true story. In spring training, we had this weird, like, team-building exercise. We brought in this ex-bodybuilder who was just constantly saying these really overtly religious things and tearing phone books and license plates. And we were cheering along every time he tore a license plate. Then he brought Ned Yost up to the front of the whole team. And this is, I cannot stress enough, this what happened. He put out like two cinder blocks, like it was a scene from Karate Kid 2. And he said, if you guys believe, your manager Ned Yost can punch through these cinder blocks. And we all cheered. Did I think he could do it? No! Ned Yost was 70 and brittle and not the brightest. I did know he'd try it because he's not the brightest, so I was excited. Anyways, Ned Yost then followed by punching through the bricks successfully. I was impressed, mainly because he didn't notice that he broke his hand and had to go through the rest of spring training with a cast. Man, baseball is amazing for how stupid all of us are. Question, what was the point of that meeting? To this day, I don't know. I have no idea what the purpose was. My reasoning for telling you this story is that was Ned Yost, fresh out of managing two World Series and a World Series win. Is he the brightest? No. Did they still win the World Series? Yes. What does this have to do with the White Sox? Stop complaining about La Russa. Your team is unreal. This team will win.
Cody, so a texter, our good friend Johnny Mack said, welcome back, Deck and Brandon. How you guys feel about teams resting their pitching staffs down the home stretch and skipping starts? Maybe a six-man rotation, maybe some of the White Sox should consider.
That is not a bad idea for the White Sox to consider that at all. It depends, though. That's a slippery slope. Now, can a team like the White Sox do it? Yes. Would I suggest it? Possibly. But keep in mind, the White Sox are in a very different scenario than most other teams in first place. The White Sox are up by nearly 11 games, and they're only going to expand that lead. They're in a bad division. They're an amazing team. They're just only going to expand that lead. So that could feasibly very much happen for the White Sox. Keep in mind, you got two of the guys who I think are the top two candidates for the Cy Young. You got Lance Lynn. You got Rodon. I mean, Gerrit Cole is not even being mentioned in my eyes for the Cy Young anymore. This is a team that absolutely could do that. And I think they might do that come when it gets closer to October. But at that point, you got to start ramping them back up because their inning loads are going to get higher, as they should. And then you get to those bullpen innings. You have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball, Chicago White Sox. This team is going to win. This team is going deep. I'm expecting them to win the pennant. I truly am expecting them to win the pennant. However, we're going to get in the place where if anything isn't the pennant, we're going to look at it like a failure. And then we're going to yell at Tony La Russa, which, again, he is the man in charge. I get it. But this is a team that can win on their own no matter who is managing this team, and I like this team. However, she mentioned that six-man rotation. Take a team like the Rays. I don't think the Rays are going to be able to do that. Why? Because there are other teams in that division that are only getting better. Now, the Yankees had a little bit of a setback this week with COVID, but they're starting to play some good baseball. And you know what team I'm really worried about if I was the Tampa Bay Rays? The Toronto Blue Jays. That team is swinging the bat like absolute madmen. I love it. This is a team that could absolutely sneak into the playoffs and cause havoc for everyone. 670 The Score, Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Get ready for the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' newest entertainment destination. Bet with the pros at the world's largest sports book, and that is Circa Sports. Guys, let's talk about tonight's game. Let's take you down the line. God, Brandon is so good at playing these sound bites. You're the best, Brandon. I love you. Anyways, we got Chicago White Sox taking on Minnesota. You got Lucas Giolito on the mound tonight. He is your horse. Obviously, the line is set very much in their favor. Not a whole lot of value to this pick, so I wouldn't say play the line because it's minus 204. However, I do think this team is going to win by more than one run tonight. Minus 131 is that odds for that. I would go ahead and take that. Take the run line. I think it's a good bet with decent value. New York Yankees, Kansas City Royals, Tyone on the mound. Listen, I don't like this game at all. However, I don't trust either pitcher on the mound. Hernandez, Tyone, listen, the over-under is set at 10. I'm taking the over. I think both these teams are going to swing it, even with the Yankees losing out on Rizzo. Keep in mind, they still have Joey Gallo, some guy named Judge, some other big 6'8 guy who won an MVP as well, named Stanton. Yeah, go ahead and play the over on that one. I think you're going to be safe on that. Miami, San Diego, we talked about it with Derek Stevens. However, I don't like the numbers here either. Not a whole lot of value. Minus 250 on Musgrove. Obviously not a whole lot of value. That being said, I think the Padres are going to win this game by 5. I think they're going to absolutely decimate Miami. They're playing in San Diego. The prop bet I got for you is they're going to win by 3 runs, minus 170. A lot of value. I think you should take it. It's one hell of a prop bet, but I think you should take it. Now, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Castillo versus, I can't even pronounce his last name. I expect nothing out of this game at all except for a lot of runs scored. The line is set at 10, minus 105. Take the over. Those teams are going to swing it, and you know Cincinnati's swinging it. Joey Votto is on a different level of human existence right now at the plate. 670 The Score, Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Guys, let's talk really quick about the Mets. I want to spend 20 minutes talking about the Mets, but I'm going to only spend like a minute on them. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. The entire NL East is a disaster. The Mets went from first place to third place in a matter of 3 days. They are about to go on a streak of playing the Dodgers, Giants, and Padres on the road. I am worried about this team. Why do I bring it up? It comes with futures. My thought process is, who's going to win that division? Now, here's the thing. Everyone is looking at the Phillies. And yes, the Phillies are the hottest team in baseball. In the last 10 games, they've won 8 games. Yet somehow no one is paying attention to the Atlanta Braves. They are one game behind the Phillies now. They just leapfrogged the Mets. This is the acquisitions they made quietly at the break that no one wants to talk about. They got Soler. They got Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, Jock Peterson, Stephen Vogt. That's a hell of a haul for that team. That's a good haul for that team. You lose Acuna Jr. and you get Soler and Rosario and Duvall. You just supplemented all your right-handed power. Amazing. Jock Peterson, great left-handed bat, and you can use him in a lot of different spots. I'm looking at the futures of the NL East, and I am starting to really like the Atlanta Braves. I am not liking the New York Mets. Their offense has gone the exact opposite direction. They do not have Jacob deGrom coming back anytime soon. That team is starting to scare me. They could pitch, but when you are dead last in Major League Baseball offensively and you've been in first place since the beginning of the season, you have to know that the worst is coming your way.
815 Texer Cody said that watch out, my team in the NL East is the Phillies. And by the way, Bryce Harper, his odds for NL MVP has went up since July 31st. It was at plus 400, and now it's like plus, like, what, 275?
He's going to have to keep going out of his mind, because right now I think that the MVP race is a potential three-man race, and it's all in Southern California. I got Tatis Jr., but that's going to require him coming back and being healthy. My pick, Manny Machado, is having an unreal month, and he is not going to stop anytime soon. And also, Max Muncy is still in that mix. Those three guys have been doing it all year. Harper's doing it right now. But keep in mind, we said the same thing about Schwarber a month and a half ago. You can't just do it for 1 month, boys. You got to do it for the whole entire season. Guys, we got the Cubs tonight taking on the Brewers. Not exactly the odds you want to hear. Listen, Peralta minus 188. Even if you were going to bet on the Milwaukee Brewers, that is not exactly a good value for your pick. I don't like it. Also, I like Mills. Mills is one of my favorite pitchers on the Cubs. I think he's a good, solid starting pitcher. That being said, I'm going to quote an ex-teammate of mine, and that's Ryan LaVarnway. Ryan LaVarnway even said it in the documentary that we starred in called Heading Home, The Tale of Team Israel, about our time at the WBC playing for Israel. His direct quote was, at the end of the day, it's baseball. And the worst team in the world on any given day can beat the New York Yankees. That being said, I wouldn't put my money on it, but I hope the Cubs win this ballgame. I like seeing the Brewers in pain. It makes me happy. I don't know what else to say other than that I want the Cubs to win. Can I tell you to put money on them? No. However, I like Mills and Peralta on the mound tonight. The over-under is 9. Minus 102 for the under. I like the under tonight. I think you should take it. And you know what I think else you should do? You should stick around and listen to your Cubs pregame. I think you should stick around and listen to the Cubs yet again. Prove me wrong. Let's go, Cubbies. Guys, that is it for Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. I will be back here tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, right here on 670 The Score. Be safe out there. Treat each other well. Beat it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.